Degrees and rainy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. A program that provides free legal services to people facing eviction will now be embedded into a Nashville city department. The Eviction Right to Counsel program is currently run by the Legal Aid Society of Middle Tennessee and the Nashville Hispanic Bar Association. Since it launched in 2022, the program has provided free legal representation to thousands of households. Last year, 93% of its clients were able to avoid disruptive displacement. Nashville's Metro Council voted to formalize the partnership between the program and the city's housing division. Housing advocates have been asking for the program to receive full funding, estimated at roughly $9 million annually. While the city council's decision does not promise that funding, Legal Aid's executive director, Darkenia Waller, told WPLN News that it is, quote, a step in the right direction. For the past 2 weeks on This Is Nashville, episodes have been focusing on love and intimacy in the second half of life. It's called Next Age 2.0. The series has had guests that run the gamut, those with professional experience, lived experience, or even both. Thursday's show concluded season 2 of Next Age with a call-in. It includes a panel of experts with religious, medical, and psychological backgrounds. One guest, Raven O'Rourke, is a sex therapist who specializes in helping senior couples navigate intimacy as the body ages. She mentioned an option for couples battling dementia called a loving will. It's basically a way for couples to establish consent as the condition worsens.
So it would be something that you would make before dementia is onset.
And a loving will.
Yeah, and you talk about like what signals I will give or what's okay with me. There's this whole, there's all of this space in
between.
There
is a continuum.
Yes. And so really defining for yourself when you are in a non-dementia state, what's acceptable for me?
You can find that on thisisnashville.org.